The annual car and motorcycle show and shine for brain cancers on this weekend in Mount Barker. Joining me is the organiser, Mihaela Rose. How's it going, Mihaela?
Good, and yourself?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Good to get it back up and running after a couple of COVID setback years. This is something that you started, right, in 2015 due to quite a personal thing that happened in your life.
Yeah, after losing my nana to brain cancer in 2014, I started fundraising for multiple different cancer charities and then decided with this idea a few years ago with the Brain Cancer Foundation to organise an event for brain cancer with the cars and bikes and, yeah, make a bit of a festival out of it.
Oh, cool. So is this a passion of yours? Do you love motor vehicles and things like that, or have you realised that there's like an appreciation in the region for it?
There's definitely appreciation in the region, and it's not something that is heavily spoken about up here in the hills. So definitely trying to bring cars and bikes up to the hills is fantastic. But I have grown up around my family members having cars and stuff, and yeah, I do have an enjoyment of it too.
So what's planned for the weekend?
So there will be the Show and Shine vehicles. So hopefully about 300 of them will be rolling into the Oval. We'll have market stalls. We've got over 150 market stalls, food and drink vendors. There's live music and entertainment. At the bar, and there's kids entertainment, so there's lots to see and do.
Wow. And as you know, a young woman in your early 20s, you would have been a teenager when you first got this going, so I bet you've learnt a lot in the past few years.
Yes, most definitely. Learnt a lot and gained a lot of friendships and relationships with a lot of local businesses up here in the hills. But yeah, they've all watched me grow since 14 when I lost my nana, up to now 21 with my fundraising, and it's amazing the support I've received in those years.
Tell us about your nana. What was she like?
She was a very, very fun, outgoing lady. She's always out doing things, very independent. So yeah, I look up to her independence and the things that she has done in her time as well.
And what have you learnt about brain cancer? I mean, firstly, how did it affect her?
Well, unfortunately, she was diagnosed and then she only had 2 weeks left to live. So it was a very, very short prognosis for us, and a lot for us to actually deal with as a family. Since then, I've also just recently lost my family friend, Meredith Ray, to brain cancer as well. Her struggle went on for a little bit longer, but it's amazing how every single person has a different, even brain cancer story. Some have gone on for many years and some haven't had as long as like my nana has. So, yeah, seeing all different types of stories and stuff is actually pretty incredible when it's such a disease that isn't spoken about, which is what I'm trying to raise awareness about.
Is it very common?
It is actually very common. It's actually, a lot of kids are actually born with it. And it's like 1 in 40 children actually are diagnosed with brain cancer each year. So it's actually, yeah, it's quite known of, but it's not something that's regularly spoken about. Mm.
And sorry to hear about your friend Meredith. It always comes as a shock when something like this happens to a loved one or a friend. And and you know, just the brain as well. Gosh, that's such a complicated thing. What's your understanding of the different ways that brain cancer can impact a person and their memories and things like that?
It depends on which part of the brain the tumour has actually formed in. With Nana, it was at the back of her brain, which controlled a lot of her movement. So she started having falls, loss of balance, and then, yeah, slowly within a couple of days, even after the falls and stuff, it was just some things that she was saying that was a little bit different than normal, and different requests that she was having for food that she'd never ever liked before in the past. She was requesting to have them. So it's really funny how it plays on different parts.
I'm sure. And then of course getting treatment for it would be pretty challenging, I bet.
Yeah, most definitely. It'd be the same with all cancers and stuff, with the chemotherapy and in some cases surgery. But with the brain cancer, it really depends on which part of the brain where the tumour actually is, whether they can actually operate as well.
With us at the moment is organiser and founder of the annual Car and Motorcycle Show and Shine for Brain Cancer on this Saturday. It's expanded at the new location. And of course, the whole point of this is raising funds. So who are you raising funds for?
Raising funds for the Cure Brain Cancer Foundation. So every dollar and cent that is raised beforehand, prior and after the event is donated directly to them.
Oh, fantastic. And how have you gone? I know the past 2 years you haven't been able to run the event, but I think it'll be the third one. Where are you up to with fundraising?
So far since 2014, if we can raise 20 grand at this event, we'll be up to $100,000 raised for cancer. But for the Cure Brain Cancer Foundation, we'll be up to 40 grand this year.
Hey, that's amazing. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of generosity in the community, but also I suppose, you know, you're offering something that people really love. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, thank you so much. Really lovely to have you on the show today, and I hope it all goes well.
Thank you so much.